Can I fly it?
No. No. You stay on the ground. Don't even touch. Don't even look at the plane, Hunter. Don't even look at it. You'll break it.
Give me one shot.
7:06, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, what's up, your ass? Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it! Sorry, I was aggressive. I apologize. But I'm very excited about Pump That Septic. This is pretty crazy. Will Ferrell turned down $29 million to make the sequel to Elf, the holiday classic.
Really?
That's a lot of cheese, man.
How much did he make on the first one?
I mean, I'm sure he probably did pretty well. He was a bona fide superstar at that point, I think. So maybe not $29 million, but God, dude, I'm sorry. I would not turn that down, even if it ruined the original one. So why didn't
maybe
he turn down?
Him. Maybe he knows he's getting lowballed. Here's the thing, though. If you think about it, we actually kind of talked about this the other day. Staple movies. It feels like they're all kind of old, doesn't it? There's very few movies that are like newer that are staples or gonna become staples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elf's one of them. Elf's one of those Christmas movies you're like, okay, I'm starting to see this every year.
Yeah.
Like this is
oh,
it.
For
this
sure. That was an staple. instant holiday classic, for sure. For sure. I don't know. I think it had to do with the director, Jon Favreau. I don't think those two got along, and that's why he didn't. And Favreau had control of the sequel, and so even with the $29 million—that's
a lot of money. But dude, think about how many movies this guy has done. How much money does Will Ferrell have?
A lot. I think he's worth a lot, man. I tell you what movie he shouldn't have done though was the Anchorman 2. That was just a garbage movie. God, that was terrible. No, it was terrible. I love Will Ferrell and I love Anchorman, but Anchorman 2 is
funny scenes in it.
Like,
all the funny scenes
are in the movie trailer. It's one of those where it's like, all right, we're going to put all the best scenes in the movie trailer, and that's it for the movie, pretty much. Mm. Pretty much. Anyway, $29 million. I would have done it.
Let's see. Hell with Elf. Let's see a Jackie Moon.
A Semi-Pro? That was a great movie. That was a great movie. One of the best. Let's just talk about this because obviously Halloween is on Sunday. Big day. Ghouls and goblins and candy and and potions and witches and whatnot. Halloween, I think I've started to appreciate. So I liked Halloween when I was a youngster. Obviously, you go around, you get a bunch of candy. It's great. Fill up that bag. Get to wear a cool costume. Dress up as, like, your favorite character, whatever. And then you go through that stage where it's not cool anymore. Like, oh, dude, Halloween's for kids.
I'm not dressing. I'm not too old for that.
And then you get to college, and all of the women are dressed slutty, and you're like, okay, I like Halloween again. I like this. This is my thing.
Greatest holiday of the year.
When do you think that switch happened, Hunter, where Halloween for adult women turned into an excuse just to dress as slutty as possible.
Really,
and
is,
I'm
though.
Not knocking it. I am not knocking it.
I really thought about this, though. Like really trying to think, like, because women get to do whatever they want almost. Not, I don't want to say it like that. I got to be very careful. As far as, like, dressing scandalous, like, no one's going to really complain.
No.
Right, if you wore a short skirt. You know, maybe some of your coworkers that are, like, real professional, but... Well, even them.
You maybe don't want to wear the slutty cop costume to the company Halloween party, but I get what you're
something
saying.
Something about Halloween, though, dude. It's like they all get together and they're like, you know what? This is because we're just going to get drunk.
This is our day. Yes. We're gonna eat some candy, girls.
And I'm not complaining.
Do some shots. It's almost ridiculous, though, because if you go to, like, any Halloween store or look up Halloween costumes online and you go to the women's section, it's not a cop, it's a slutty cop. It's not a nurse, it's a sexy nurse. It's not a cat.
I've seen slutty on the packaging, but
it's not a cat, it's a sexy cat.
And now
I'm trying to think of this year, what's going to be hot this year. So it's not a Squid Game costume, it's a sexy Squid Game costume.
Sexy,
you know?
Squid Game, right.
They just throw sexy in front of it and they take away a little bit of the costume. And then it's sexy, and that's what it is. It's like, well, look at me. I'm a sexy goblin. I'm a sexy Chucky doll. I'm a sexy.
You gotta be sexy something, right? Can't you just be a goblin? What happened to that?
Kiki one time went as Pocahontas, which again, you know, it's all it was like a super short revealing, like deer skin outfit and a feather headdress. That's it. That's it. Yeah. I'm like, there's nothing about this that would make me go, oh, that's Pocahontas, the famous Native American woman who was there with John Smith. Like, nothing about that. Nothing. It was like, oh, you're a slutty Indian? Is that what I'm getting at here?
Here's the thing. It's easy for women around Halloween. You can pick anything and just, you know, sexy. Put sexy in front. Yeah. Us guys, we really got to think about our costumes, you
know? Yeah. We got to
put sexy in front of a guy's costume and it'll be good.
I've actually gotten to the point now where my costumes are just easy costumes to get drunk in, all right? That's basically what I go with now, is I don't want something that's going to get in the way. I basically find something that's comfortable that I can get drunk in.
I just went and bought one of those, like, Robin masks or whatever, the Eyes Wide Shut mask or whatever that Tom Cruise wore.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's all you need.
That's all I need,
yeah,
you know?
It's fine. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm Tom Cruise from Eyes Wide Shut. It's like, oh, okay.
There you go.
Move
on.
That makes sense.
You're really not interested in my costume anyway, so move on.
No, exactly. We all know the main thing for Halloween is guys finding something to wear so we can go out and justify being at the costume party while looking at all the women in their sexy costumes. That's what it is.
I always used to just throw on a bunch of my dad's camo back in the day, and that was it. I was like, you were a soldier last year.
That works out. I've reused the same blue ox costume for like 6 years in a row now. I've just been, I'm a blue bull, you know? That's it. That's all you need to know.
I would go as Wilson again, but my parents took the fence back.
You should never be allowed to go as Wilson again until you replace the fence that you took from your folks' house.
Hey.
Good.
Yeah. Won that costume contest.
I guess.
Right.
I guess. All right. Well, so what do we got? We got, what was the first thing we did? Oh, we got Will Ferrell turning down $29 million. I wouldn't have done it. And slutty Halloween costumes. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.